In order for the sperm to get from the testicles into the vagina, they have to travel through a tube up into the body cavity and then eventually to hook up with the urethra so that the sperm can leave through the penis. And the tube that's going to carry the sperm from the testicle, or actually from the epididymis, to connect up with the urethra of the penis is called the vas deferens. And it's called the vas deferens, sometimes ductus deferens. This is the tube that's going to transport the sperm from the testes into the body cavity and to the penis during the process of ejaculation. As the sperm travel along this tube, they are going to be joined with, the sperm is going to be joined with some additional fluids that will help the sperm once it reaches the vagina. So if you think about it, the sperm are very, very small and rather unprotected. They can't carry any food stores with them. They don't have any fat droplets, or they can't carry a lot of energy with them. So some sugar fluid is going to be added to provide them with some energy, and some fluids that are going to help to counteract the acidic pH of the vagina, and also some antibacterial agents are going to be added. And this addition of fluid is going to constitute what we call the semen. One of the main contributors, one of the large contributors to the semen, is a gland called the prostate gland. And another important contributor is going to be the seminal vesicles, the Cowper's gland, and you can also the Cowper's gland. You can see these in the diagram, sagittal section of the male reproductive organs, and I will go over these individually as well.